Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Yesterday I was discussing some issues with leaders, and I think that's what prompted my topic today. Many years ago, I always used to share here that the reason I became a devoted Christian was because I wanted to really follow the path of truth. I was in search for truth. And I was a Christian, but I was not a devoted Christian. I was a Christian that think everything goes. Like the things I was preaching against in the first service, I could still listen to worldly songs. I could still talk worldly talks, you know. No vision. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just living randomly like everybody. But I was somebody that was always an intellectual. In fact, one of the reasons I never became a devoted Christian was because the things I was saying, with no disrespect to them, but wherever I was, the things I was saying did not make sense to me. So I decided to just enjoy myself the way I was enjoying myself. And I said, I saw how confusion was more like the order of the day. So I kept on just living my life randomly. I saw how people argued doctrinally. They were just arguing on doctrines. In fact, one of the things that made me to laugh at Christianity, I will never forget, was when they were arguing if there was a man of God they said was fake. He's late today. You all know him. I will not mention his name. Some said he was fake. Some said he was real. So that was one of the things that made me to laugh at Christianity. You know, because somebody said God said he's fake. Another person then came and said God said he's real. I'm not talking about this time. When that thing started, that first time, some of you, I don't know that you even knew about the man of God that time. I was a Christian, but not a devoted Christian. So I was just wondering, why would God, that was my question, why would God tell Mr. A this and this same God tells Mr. P? That was my question. So, you know, in fact, at this point that I was asking this question, I remember this question, I was already born again. This one is even postponed again. Because the reason why I became born again is that I met somebody that was teaching the truth. He was answering the questions in my heart. Let me just grow in the discussion. That's Prophet Kubus. He answered the question in my heart to a very fair extent. So I felt relieved. So I decided to receive Jesus. And he was not talking so charismatic in nature. If you know Prophet Kubus, he talks so slow. He was just doing his hand like this. And he's talking so slow and calm. So he was answering the questions of some university students. And while he was answering their questions, he was now answering some questions in my heart. You know when a man of God answers a question and he expatiates. And that thing is even expatiating on. He's actually answering another person's question. Have you been there before that maybe I was teaching and you had questions. And before I was done, I even answered your questions. You know? That was what was happening to me. So I was very excited. And I received Jesus. When I became a Christian, another trouble. They were arguing. Is he a man of God? These people were people that were prophets by call. So we had seen forensic prophetic moves from them. They could call people and tell them their names, tell them their phone numbers. And the same people would say, so man of God is fake. And another set of person, you know, some of them have repented today. We saw them in their growing state. Let me put it like that. Remember a popular man of God, I think he's from this state. He declared, the man is a wizard. Another one came and said, God told me he's real. Another one called him Babalawo. So this one will say he's real. That one will say he's fake. Me, I was in the middle. And I was so confused. And I told my spiritual father, how would somebody say God said this person is fake? Another person will say same God, logically speaking. And I said, is God confused? Why would God be giving two people different answers? I was so very straightforward in my approach. So I said to him, I'm confused. So I now say, sir, you, what is your answer? He now laughed. He said, it does not have an answer. And he said to me, let God too tell me my own. He didn't even bother to answer my question. I don't even know what kind of spiritual father is that. He said, let God tell you is your own. That was how the discussion finished. Hallelujah to Jesus. I know some of you want to hear my own. I don't have an answer. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you see, when you study the Bible, you can tell the difference between what? Wrongs and rights. This is how, you know, the pursuit for truth is why I became a devoted Christian. That's why if you observe me till date, even if the whole world say they don't believe in it, if I see the scripture and it says it is true, I'll believe in it. Isn't it interesting that a young man like me will not follow the new order of the day in the body of Christ? Isn't it interesting? So what is stopping this man? You go to a church where people are young like us, and you see young boys today plaiting their hair. Some of them are putting boring two holes in their ear. They are putting earrings. You see some ladies who are Christian. They are filled with the Holy Ghost. They bore the center of their nose. You know, I wonder why you will be that careless. God created this. Is it biscuit bone? I don't even know what is there. And someone decided to bust this part of your nose. Are you okay? Don't you feel pains? And they put a ring there. So somebody is breathing with ring on their nose. With load. And all that. Amen. And I have watched in the body of Christ that these things are trending. Tell that young man to come inside with the speed of light. I've watched that these things have been trending. Hallelujah to Jesus. With the speed of light. It has been trending. So when I saw it trending, I told myself, where's the person? I told myself, in this church, you must be disciplined. You will hear the word of God, whether you like it or not. That spirit that used to say, God, go out, go out, go out, go out. This preaching go out, go outside. It should not happen in this church. I don't care whether people will be hearing it. One day they will now hear that. Pastor say, you, come back. Let them hear it in the message. I know that that's the kind of person that I am. Where was I? Hi, now wow. It's just now I finished talking. Where was I? I don't follow trends. True. I don't care how popular it is. You know, I was watching some video. I'm not condemning them. There's a difference between to judge something whether it's right or wrong and to condemn the people that do it. I'm not condemning the people that what? Do it. I'm judging it from God's word that it is what? Somebody will now ask me and say, where is it written in the Bible that boys should not plait their hair? That's a dumb question. The Bible said the New Testament books will not have the law on tablets of stone that it will be written in their hearts. He said they will know God. And by the reason of knowing God, he said nobody will teach them what is wrong from what is right. Because the Lord God will write the laws in their hearts. They can tell by default by the Holy Ghost what is wrong from what is right. That's the freedom in the New Testament. That's why you see people just doing anything they want to do, and they'll say their conscience is saying it's okay. How can your conscience say it's okay? How did you learn it? You watched somebody else in another country did it. And because of low self-esteem, you copied it without vetting. What is the reason for that? You don't know. Somebody did it in another church, and because it was done in the church, you couldn't wait. You did it in your church. That's low self-esteem. It means you are not intelligent. It means you are not a confident person. You have a low perspective about yourself. That's why you are copying and pasting in your life. Are you listening to me? The Bible says we are the light of the world. A city set upon, we cannot be what? It's funny. And sometimes these people cannot be questioned because they are popular. They cannot be questioned because some of them are what? Popular. It doesn't matter whether they are popular or not. There's a man on YouTube that just does like this. That's the only thing he does. He has over 3 million followers or more. Do you even know that man? He will do like this. And he's a millionaire. So anything can make you popular. Does that mean God is approving you? Huh? There's a lady I saw who is divorced today. She was married to a white man. I think she was divorced. And someone is asking, why is she divorced? I said, are you sick? It's obvious why she's divorced. She has nose ring, earrings, almost eye rings. She's slim and dark. Tall. I don't know what her name is. I forgot it. I think she dances. And somebody said, why is she divorced? I said, what a dumb question. It's so obvious. She dances naked, walk almost naked. And listen. There are ladies that want to be like her. She's popular. Is that an affirmation? Because she's popular, is what she's doing right? There are many people who are doing crazy things. People are copying them. They are popular. Are they doing the right thing? We can go ahead and mention many people that some of you know. Isn't it? Many people. I've seen people do those things. And they are wondering, why is this boy not copying? Why will he not want to copy the trend? Almost every young man, even in our city today, you see some gospel folks, they have started putting earring. And you are wondering, why are you putting, even them, they don't know why they are putting earring. Their CGPA is 1.2. Why are you putting earring? People are putting it, that's why I'm putting it. That's their only answer. No justifiable reason. Say, I'm the light of the world. And I remember one time I was telling my wife, I said, look at this boy. The boy, he plants his head like one popular singer, gospel singer. You know the way the guy did it, he now did it, so just all back one round. He did it exactly like that. Then he was now singing the same song. The song that guy sang with the same hairstyle. He was singing it. I said, which kind of wahala is this one in the body of Christ? Because when you look at those people and they are doing it, nobody's complaining. We think that's how things should be. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You see, even as pastors, we are somehow helpless. Sometimes I wonder, how can we do this thing? Because some of these songs are nice songs, isn't it? Are they not nice songs? If you want to follow that way, you almost not have a song to sing. Because
On one video, he looked normal and sang a song. On another video, he put no string and sang another song. And I told my wife, the one they put no string, there was an evil spirit, will not sing that one. The one that there was no string, there was no evil spirit, will sing that one. Before you know, one time a bassist will be playing in our church. He sees a popular bassist that will plait his hair all back and then put what they call this thing that ladies used to hold their hair, ribbon. Put ribbon by this side. And he's playing to the glory of God. Then believe. Believe will now come to our church. He now put ribbon by the side. The same song. Maybe your chair will watch the person that leads the song. He bought 2 ears. But then your chair will bow here. That time I've died, safe. I'm not in here. I'm not on the earth again. I've died. I've gone. No, I don't exist. Church will scatter if I enter that church. You say, wait, let ministration finish. You see me climb the stage, start removing people's ear. Not hearing, his ear will be removing. He can't walk. That's rubbish. Let me tell you something, people of God. No matter how we talk, you know, the grace movement came, but there are a lot of things that have corrupted that file. No matter how we talk down legalism, there is one man in this nation and in the world. Now, I know we have wrong testimony in that same place, but there's one man, and most of his folks, I will not say most, some of his folks, that if you have them in your firm, you have peace of mind. Am I lying? Who is that man? Kumuyi. What's the name of that church? Deeper Life. Let's be sincere. You have a Deeper Life member as the headmaster of the school you started. A real Deeper Life. You will sleep and forget the school. Because you know the things will be happening the right way. And as I'm talking, some people say, I don't see one way bad. No, forget those words. That's not what I'm talking about. You must surely find one or two that would have what? Misbehaved. I know some of you are saying, I know, you can't deeper life, get one. Don't worry, we are not talking about that one. It's the truth, whether we like it or not. You see somebody dress corporate today, alright? Look corporate, package shirt. I'm not talking about those that wear in Borgo, package shirt, normal trouser, shoe, watch, looking normal. Then you see another one. He did 3 lines in this part of the head, 3 lines in another part of the head. He then put earring, and 2 of them stand. They say, employ one person. All of you sitting here. I know some will say, Pastor, it doesn't matter. I'll employ the one. It's a lie. It's a big lie. You are lying. If it involves your money, you will not involve that one that have 3 this thing by this side. You will say it doesn't have rest. In your mind, you say, why would somebody sit there and decide to put 1 line? He did not do him. 2 lines. He did not do him. 3 lines. In this side. He now put 3 again. By this side. He did not do him more. He now bought this ear. He did not do him. He now said, let me bow this other side. You now say, if you see me, don't judge a book by its cover. We go judge you by the cover. There is no 2 ways about it. That cover is too bad. Out of the abundance of the heart, the word, the expression we are seeing is the state of your heart. There's a saying that says, you are dressed the way you want, you dress. Whether you like it or not. If you are going for a board meeting, there's a way you dress, we'll know that you are going for a board meeting. Abi, I'm lying. Most of you know, if you have a car now, if you are driving, this lady now, Jesus baby, what's her name, Seth? Esther, huh? Is it Esther? What's that your name? Anne. Imagine Anne now driving. Nobody would disturb Anne because she's a lady, right? With her hair. But imagine Gerald with this kind of hair. I know Gerald is shocked. I called his name. Driving from Makurdi to Abuja with this kind of hair. Who will not stop Gerald by the roadside? EFCC will stop him. Police will stop him. Even angels will stop him. If angels were on the road. But you easily, even though you are fake, you easily deceive them if you are dressed normal. Am I saying the truth? You can be seated. How can we see somebody hold microphone and say, everyone lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord? He now put earring here. He did not do you. Worship leader, you want to lead us to somewhere we have not gone before. So in that place you are taking us to, they put earring, they put nose ring, and your eye looks like you have taken shekpe before you even came to the stage. I hope you know they've caught gospel artists taking these things because you've not heard the stories. You see some of them jumping like they want to touch the roof. You think it's normal, but normal worship that some of us are doing like this. Somebody is jumping to touch this guy. They've caught some of them. It's the truth. The news. You know, we try to cover those news as the body of Christ. But they've caught some of them. Somebody wants to go and minister. He takes cocaine. You say, God, the Holy Ghost is strong in this man. Which Holy Ghost? Then you in Nigeria, you want to copy that energy. And when you try, you cannot. The next thing, you start visiting Igbo. Because Dom Wayne is old school. God is good all the time. Oh, this guy did dollars. We want something like Dunga. We want something like that. Is it Dunga? I mean, whatever they call it. They want something like that. So they want to go do the gospel version of it. Maybe believe and what is his name? This is Kira's brother. What's that his name? Mosiah. I promise. They'll see how people are dancing. They'll say, let's give them the gospel version. Wind devil. I tell you the truth. They do it. Shebi, you who have seen hype man in church. Now, I don't know if you saw that video. The gospel version of a hype man. Who be that Jesus? You did not see the video? Oh my God. Jesus. I said, hey. Club, don't enter church. Then the ladies, the choir people were just doing like they want to die on the stage. That was not all. The pastor now came and said, leave my choir alone. It is not your choir. That's how I want it. I was telling leaders yesterday, what did I tell people? There's judgment they call what? The white throne judgment. Judgment of works. Hope you know it exists. Church, ask Sammy, do you know that there's a judgment called the white throne judgment? Judgment of works. It's not everything that goes in Christianity. There are some people, they know this is not God's will for their life. They want to do it. They know this woman is not God's will. They want to marry her. That's what they call judgment of works. I joked one time, I said, all of you that will marry wrongly, in the kingdom's reign, you will have no wife at all. It was a joke. But what if it happens like that? Imagine God saying, let my will be done. In the kingdom's reign. Imagine you now marry wrongly. They will collect your wife from you. Collect your husband. You will not be wifeless. Husbandless. Imagine God saying, it is only those that married my will that will stay married. The rest of you, single to steeple. You know, there's a pastor that came, I think two of them that came, and they were shouting, You know, I told you yesterday, they asked the prophet, "Prophet, advise us on how to marry." The man said, he said, "If I say something, they may not like it. We will truly not like it." Guess what he said? He said, "The first thing as a man of God, you will check what you see. Do you like it?" I said, "I know where this man is coming in the realm of darkness. I can pick where he's coming from. It's a part in the gate of hell. It's a part in the realm of darkness." He said, "The first thing you ask is, do you like what you see? If you like it, then he said, pray about it." What is the need of praying about it when you like it? Who will not hear yes? In fact, you create God's voice like Mount Zion movie. Do you know many people used to create God's voice? "My son, Sonny, that's her. That's her. People may not believe it, but that's her. Against all odds, go for her. That's your wife. Thus says the Lord." Some will even see God talking in a, like with the baby. On a white throne. "That's your husband. I will give you what you desire. If you like a beard gang, if you like a broad chest, I will give you. I will not withhold what is good from you." Then you not misunderstand Bible. He will give you an expected end. Because you already have it. So the revelation will fold. You know, someone told me one time, he said, the Bible said in the book of Psalms that God shall give us the desires of our hearts. So, Pastor, if God will give us, I'm sure most of you have this, because here you are smiling. If God will give us the desires of our heart, why is it seeming like God gives us what our heart doesn't like? Let me answer the question. Firstly, the Bible said, follow contest. Just understand that scripture. God was telling a man, it was not you. He told a man to leave a certain city and go to another city. The man wanted to go to another city instead. God said, go to that same city I said you should go to. When he was having crisis in his heart, imagine God say, go to Gombe and you want to go to Abuja. I'm not fear I would choose Gombe over Abuja. With your normal sense. The name itself sounds scary already. Gombe. The next thing that comes to your heart, Boko Haram, bandits. Am I lying? 90% of, what is 90%? 99.99999% will choose where? Abuja. Because Abuja, the road is clear. We are seeing everybody. Now, God now said, go to Gombe. I told that man of God in the scriptures. He said, delight in the Lord, meaning rest in the Lord. Follow God's decision. Then you fulfill the desires of your heart. There's a reason why you want to go to Abuja rather than Gombe. You think what you are looking for, you get it in Abuja rather than what? Gombe. And God is like, if you go to Gombe, that desire of your heart will be fulfilled rather than going to Abuja. He said, when a guy looks at a lady or a lady looks at a guy, I say, wow, I like this guy. I like this lady. It's not the body that is bodying them, or the nose, or the anything. That's not it. Though. They are looking at the excitement, the joy and peace that comes with coming to this kind of person they are seeing. This artifact. This beautiful work of creation. The excitement that comes with it. The joy. That's what they want. That's the deepest desire of their heart. If I have this person, it's more like quenching some taste in my heart. And it's like, I'm going for this person. This person. God is like, that thing you are looking for. Have you seen people that go for handsome men, beautiful women, and at the end they say, this person is just the worst thing that's happened to me? Have you seen it? Hey, answer me, church. Have you seen it? They say, this person, and you are wondering, this fine man is the worst. You can't believe it because the man is very fine. And the woman is saying, please, or anybody that wants him should carry him. Oh, that's a teen. That's not a human being. You are seeing him like a fine human being. The woman that just left him is seeing him like a teen. You know, I was watching Facebook one time. I saw a video and I rushed, like all of you, I rushed to the comments. And A lady now commented. She said, people, they marry husband. Me, I go marry. This is where she put it. I can't remember those words she said. It was so bad. She said, me, I go marry. I can't remember. Who knows how they say those things? What? Go ahead. Say it. Okay, maybe that's another way they say it. But it's the way she said it, in a very, very bad manner. Now, people are marrying me, I went to marry God forbid, or something like that. Rubbish, yes. I go marry rubbish. People, they marry husband, I marry rubbish. One man said, I discovered my husband has an affair with almost all the ladies in the new area we came. I go marry rubbish. I've left the marriage. That's like 3 months. But when she went for the man, such a lady would have not heard God. His beard gang. He has Corolla. Broadheads. Pink lips. Talks nice. You know there's not everybody that knows how to speak English that knows book. You people have not catch that revelation. That's it. I'm surprised you have not catch it. Hope you know it's not everybody that knows how to speak English for the moment that knows book. So, you know, I don't really like that kind of fish. I prefer my own fish spiced. And you think he knows book. Just say, what is an adjective? It will shock you. He has crammed spice, this, that. He has watched movie. Eating as full, he said. If you give your son's assignment to him. You know, dull parents give birth to dull children. Most of the time. If that child becomes intelligent, it's a miracle. If you are intelligent, and listen to me, don't feel attacked. If you are intelligent as a parent or as parents, if you are intelligent, your son is already 60% intelligent. The rest 40% is his own personal effort, hard work. Hope you know that. Imagine you understand calculus, you understand physics, you understand chemistry, and you're school. When the teacher is done teaching, you can expatiate. I'm trying to say, you know, some parents cannot do even common entrance mathematics, word problem leading to quadratic equation. They don't know it. So how will your son pass common entrance? Because sometimes what they teach in school is not enough. Hope you know. That's why you should strive to be intelligent. So that you don't lie to your children that when I was like you, I was carrying first. You know, all our parents carry first. We wonder who carried the last in schools. Are you here tonight? So don't be copying, following trends. I was saying something about choices. Alright? You see, what makes up our database that determines the kind of choice we make? The Bible says, when one is skilled in the word of righteousness, listen, oh, and his senses are what? What is word of righteousness? The word of God. With the word of God, your senses become exercised. To that point, you can tell the difference between and what? Wrongs and what? Good from what? So what is your perspective and parameters for judgment? The word of God does what? Exercise your senses. Imagine you never knew the word of God. Whatever wisdom you knew would be a function of your background, the things you heard in your family, the things you watched on TV, your peers in school. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That will make up your wisdom, and that will get your senses what? Exercise. So that you come to that point, you can determine between what? Good and evil. This is what I'm trying to say. If you watch Nollywood as you are growing up very well, and watch, what is that Indian one called? Z, not Z world, there's a wood for it. Bollywood, sorry. If you watch it so much, Bollywood and Nollywood, the perspective, their wisdom that they always pass in their movies is what will make up your own wisdom. You know why some ladies, they used to break their hearts? All they know about love is Nollywood. All they know about love is Bollywood and Z-World. And K-movies. K-dramas, sorry. That's all they know about love. That's their perspective. So if the guy knows he's small and fine, whoo, he's speck. Then they begin to imagine all the things they saw in K-drama movie with that guy. Yeah, how many relationships have you entered, sister? Five. Woo! Five. You know why? All the people that dated had K-drama nose. K-drama nose. And they knew how to dress like those Korean guys. They got her. Immediately they are just fair and dressed like them. They got the lady. She will think she's standing. Another one. Satan will send another one. They get her. So what will be her deliverance? A transformed mind. Even if she's a Christian, she will still be falling for people with K-drama nose in church. Except her mind, guess what? Renewed. If your perspective about love is all you watch in Bollywood movie, whoosh, whoosh. All you know about love is Bollywood, Z-World. You're in trouble. Because except the man looks like actor, you will not like the man. So some people now, they like people because they can sing. Say, I want to marry a man that knows how to sing. That's your first attack. That's your first attack. You are speaking ignorantly. You don't even know your husband. You have given parameters. So now, a man that cannot sing, does not even have a chance. And maybe your husband knows nothing about music. Not even one key. But you said your man must know. You say he must. You know how people talk with pride? The man that I must marry must know how to sing. So that he'll be singing. They say why? So that he'll be singing for me. So they carry that vision to even church. That's why people like their Ocha and Sonny cannot rest. Lift up a song for the Holy Spirit here. Yeah. You are seeing another thing. Oh dear Lord. I wish this man can look around my direction. Lord, give me Sonia and I'm okay. Give me Oche. I'm okay. Give me Zuzu. You know there are people like that. As I'm even, maybe your neighbor laughing now is that person. They are just pretending. Is a singer they want. So maybe they watch one movie that the actor was a drummer. And they like the actor in the movie. That he now created something in their heart. That when they see drummers, they don't even know whether they have sense or not. They follow. They don't care. Does he drum? That's my spec. You see, the men now say, my wife must be. The woman I want to marry, she must be industrious. Nobody is saying she may not be industrious. She must. Now, everybody, ladies are running into industry now because of that parameters. She must be industrious. These are they'll put their hand and say with their power. I cannot marry liability. She must have something she's doing. And it must be 50-50. You know, that 50-50 thing, I never believed in it. Because I have a mother. I mean, if you want to know that 50-50 will work, check your mother. Will he walk? Be sincere now. Will he walk? If your mother never agreed, all our mothers did not agree 50-50. Who will agree 50-50? 50-50 does not work. The man is the head till he comes to responsibilities. 50-50. You know, we don't like to be sincere sometimes. Let's look at this thing. What a woman does is very ambiguous. I hope you know that. Some men are like, Pastor, no go there, no go there. I beg. I work on something. No, scatter this table. Listen. Women work so hard. Hope you know that. Sometimes we hardly can just, you know, a man can, men have pride. Naturally, men cannot come and say, you are trying. If a man say, you are trying, ice block will fall that day. It will hit the ground. For a man, honey, you are trying. Can't you work so hard, though? That day is thunder that will be like, boah, 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 boah. If you hear anything like that, one man is telling his wife the truth. Women work so hard, whether we like it or not. You know, I've seen my wife with the baby most times. Sometimes I'll come and peep like this. Then I'll now move so that she'll not even know I came close to the door. It's not like I don't love my baby, but I don't want to be involved at the moment. There's a way the lady will just have energy in the night. In the night, 12 midnight, the energy is so much. And I'm like, who will sleep today? I'll now raise my hand, I will sleep. What kind of energy is this at 12 midnight? It's jumping. Then when you peep, she's just there. She's not sleeping, but she's guarding the bed so that the baby will not fall. I say, these people are created specially. Because truth, no man can do that. If you keep a man with a baby like that, you are finished. The man will just tie rope on the leg of the baby. I'm telling you what I'll do, exactly what me I'll do. Hang it at the bed and say, in case she wants to fall, she will not be able to fall. And be snoring. Men, oh my God. Don't go there. Have you not seen it before? You see jokes where men will carry rope and tie children. In fact, I've seen when they tie the baby here, pillow, in case she falls, she will fall on the pillow. They don't even care whether they fall. They've created a mechanism so that the fall will not be, the impact will not be hard on them. That's why both parties are necessary to raise children up. Because mothers are very caring. Men are more real. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A woman will be raising a boy, she doesn't want the boy to fall small. How will he be a man if he doesn't fall small? He's 2 years old, he's walking, and he hits his leg on his tail. He wants to fall, he says, oh, Jesus Christ, why are you shouting Jesus? Thou shalt not call the name of the Lord or God in vain. There's nothing there that happened. A man can see blood in the leg of his son, and he will say, don't cry, be a man, and he will clean it. As they continue moving, the woman will carry him and buy a boniki and buy this one and buy, in fact, she'll go and buy antibiotics. For what? I don't know if you saw that video that a man was raising his child. The boy said, I cannot swim. The father took his boy and threw into the river. The daddy, I'm dying. He said, make sure you don't die. And the boy was able to swim somehow and come out from the river. Say, yeah, we've taught him how to survive. The wife now can say, you are wicked. He can't swim. She said, okay. He now said, go and get him out. She now said, I can't swim. As he turned to her, she ran for her life. Because he's about to take her too and throw inside. And that's why I always tell people, if you see homes where the father did not have any input in raising the daughter, it will show. It will show. But if you see where a father is involved, there's order. I was watching a video. The girls were playing, doing a video. You know this video for Facebook and Instagram or TikTok? And their father was coming. They now rush and remove their earring and forgot the phone there. Now, in the caption, they say, our father don't like earrings. Now, I'm not somebody that hates earrings for a lady. But their father told them, I don't want hearing. And somehow the father came back from work when they didn't expect. You need to see the way they were running for their lives. Do you know if it's their mother that gave them that instruction that I don't like hearing? They will even put it and be forcing it on her, the mother, and say, you too, you must start wearing earring. But the man just off the car, came inside, off the car, everybody is running to their room, removing everything because only the male figure stature is a threat. If the man do like this, they'll feel like thunder is about to hit them on their head. When you see a man beat his child, poor, it's not like he likes what he's doing. He's trying to bring order. The Bible says, he that the father loves, he what? Most of you here, how many of you have your father hit you here before? Raise your hand. You think your father, can you tell me that your father hates you? Does your father hate you? If me or anybody here mistakenly touch you, your father will kill us. Am I lying? It's only him that can beat you that kind of beat. Nobody is permitted. But why is he doing it? He loves you. In fact, let them tell you why they beat them. They wanted to go for a school party. The father said, knows that they are lions in that class. And you want to go for a party. Your father knows there are lions there. Your father remember when he did his own school party. He knows what happened in the school party. And you are telling daddy, nothing will happen in the school party. You are telling your father that. Do you know who your father used to be? You know why your father will call you back and say, remove that cloth? He knows what those kind of cloth did to him while he was growing up. So he's being sincere to you. Some of you want your father to explain everything. They are telling you facts. Listen to your dad. Most of you here, if you learn to listen to your dad, you'll be better, 10 times better as a woman. I tell you the truth. Most of you like to run to your mother and say, mommy, daddy is beating me. Listen to your dad. And sometimes parents curse it, and mothers curse it. They like to cover for children. Don't cover for them. Be like my mother. Expose them. Who has that kind of mother here? Oh my God. You know what Simon did today? Simon nearly raised me up and put me to the ground. At your holy mother, you're like, I raise you. Am I lying? Your father will ask you, is she lying? Where will you start from? God, only you know. This mother is lying. Have you been there before? You just pinch the small pinch. Say, I bought meat to make soup. And it's not today that this thing started. That was the day you started. Anytime I buy meat, they used to steal it. My mind used to tell me. Today my mind now says I should follow that kitchen. That's why I see this boy put mouth inside pot. He put mouth inside pot. Bites saliva fall inside this. Oh my God. You're like, mommy, Jesus Christ. And when I talked to him, there's no insult. He did not insult me today. He even told me that if you come back, you too, you cannot do anything. I said, no problem. I'll tell your father when your father come. Oh yeah, tell your father what you said. You know, all of these things are part of the training. But if you have a mother that you did something bad, they'll carry you and cover in some blanket. It's not right. Are you all listening to me tonight? Go for a man that can become the father of your children. A good father of your children. Are you listening to me? People are first how they think before how they look physically. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. People affect how they think before how they look physically. Don't go for the looks. I heard some men of God saying, if you want to marry a woman, go for looks. Today, I heard the man of God saying some complaints. Say, 9 out of 10 girls in my church that come and complain that this. I was just laughing. You have not seen problem. that they were abused. We found out that it was the girls that liked it. When you tell somebody to go for looks, the flesh is the basis for that relationship. And if people go into relationship because of the flesh, they must fulfill the desires of the flesh. You can't tell me that because of how you look, I like you, then we will not touch all those places. Oh my God, you will be explored. You will explore each other in church. Because the flesh was the basis for what? That relationship. So you be in church pastoring and be hearing atrocities happening in church because of your kind of teachings. What did Paul tell Timothy? The doctrine you will teach will first was save you. And the word, people that hear you. Are you all listening to me tonight? So the word of God must be alive in your heart. You must not have assumption of God's word so that you are able to judge properly and understand life the right way. The Bible said the word of God is the light of life. Are you all listening to me? The word of God is what? The light of life. Rest in the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord, lean not. Most time our understanding is, logical reasoning is more like a consolation. It says, trust in the Lord, lean not. Don't rest on your own understanding. It consoles us most times. You know, if you are following God, it looks like it's kind of tedious. And when you just want to look into logic, it now looks like it's more comforting. You want to rest here. God is saying, that's the lady. And suddenly there's this lady that looks like what you want because of the movies you have been watching. You watch Bollywood so much. Now it's not a mistake that the lady you want to marry must look like an Indian. Because that was your perspective all of these years. You ask a lady, who do you want to marry? She say, beard, gun, broad chest. The Nollywood and Hollywood movie you've watched is too much in your soul. It's the truth. Have you seen this joke on Facebook that they say when they ask Igbo ladies, what kind of a man do you want to marry? They bring a man looking well-built. They say no. They bring a fine-looking man looking tall. They say no. But they now bring one man that has pot belly. Very long. They say the Lord has done it. Finally. Have you seen that video before? And you are wondering, do you know there are people like that? That's their spec. And you who have a spec that is both chest, big chest, you are wondering, what the heck is that person looking for in that other person? Perspective. They see life what? Differently. That's what the Bible says, guard your heart. You see, today in our world, people are telling you, this one is more like an atrocity, I want to say. Somebody wants to marry you, you hear things like, Are we sexually compatible? There's nothing pastors have not heard. Sexually, you know, the first time people came to me for counseling on sex, I almost threw them off my office. I didn't know where to start from. I said, Pastor, I don't know. I said, stop. In my spirit, I did not say it physically. So I was doing like a pro. While they were talking, I was goggling. I was goggling for answers. When somebody say this, what do you advise? When I see the advice, I say, okay, so, you know, you are supposed to be, I would not put my head down. In woman, you are supposed to, I had to counsel. The worst of it is when you hear people say, we are not sexually compatible. What do you mean? What is the meaning of sexually compatible? How the heck did you know that you are not sexually? In fact, there's a woman of God that came out, a woman of the devil that we thought was a woman of God. She came out and was saying that she's preaching that women should test their husband before marriage. And some women in the comment section were saying, yes, mama. That was their mama. Itchy ears. You know the Bible says, walk by what? And not by what? Walk by what? And not by what? Walk by what? If we are all walking by faith. You see, the problem is that many people have not become sheep in the body of Christ. They don't know how to listen to the voice of God. That's why it's hard for them to find who to marry, know what to do, know what job to do, make decisions in life. They don't know how to hear God. See, if you know how to hear God, you have solved 90% of your problem. 90%. He will not give you something that does not fit you. And firstly, chiefly, from the origin, if all of us never disobeyed the word of God, some of these parameters we are looking for in relationship would have never existed. Imagine that all of us here never had anything to do with a man or a woman before marriage. Who will know what they call sexual compatibility? Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? Who will know what they call that kind of thing? Pastor, but what if I've known things like that? What will I do now? Repent. There must be mind renewal. Some of those things you have watched or saw do not exist. You are not a wild animal. You are a human being. Did you hear what I said? You are not a what? You are what? A human being. Some of those wild things you are thinking, they are in hell. They are not on the earth. If you are to think like human being, your brain has to be straight. You need mental renewal. Mental what? Renewal. It's the truth. Walk by faith, not by sight. I want to get married. And so should I start trying to test to see which one will fit me? No. God, who is my wife? And mind you, I never asked God to show me my wife. You know, some people are funny. They are serving God in church. Now wake up one morning, God, show me my wife. Time has gone. That's wrong. You are not the one to tell God to show you your wife. You'll be serving God. God will not interrupt you with a wife. And when he interrupts you with a wife, it is because you are qualified. Or your husband. Are you listening to me? Not that you finished BS, you now think you are qualified for a wife. For some of you that just graduated. That doesn't mean it's time to have a girlfriend. Many years ago, a lady messaged me. I'm training her. I'm still training her. Years ago, she messaged me when she was 18. Said, Pastor, sir, it's my birthday, sir. I'm 18. I said, okay. Sir, can I have a boyfriend now? I said, I love it. I said, no. You don't have a boyfriend because you are 18. That's not your qualification. But because God wants you to have a man. So wait on the Lord. Sir, even if I'm 18, I should just be like that. I say, yes, be serving God. You will not be bored. And true, you will not be bored. Are you listening to me? Imagine Benjamin wakes up in the morning and says, God, show me my wife. He's the funniest comedian in the realm of the spirit. It doesn't happen like that. He will just be living his life. Are you listening to me? God will not see that Benjamin is qualified for a wife. He sees and knows all things. Then God will not say, Benjamin. He will breathe on his mind with a vision. He will start seeing mercy in everything he does. Look at you people like comedy in this church. Somebody cannot give example in peace. You will change it. And I hope after this service, you will not carry this foolishness and continue. It's just in church. Before you go and make people fall in love. The pastor cannot joke. His conversation and his jokes are not with enticing words from man's wisdom. They are a demonstration of the spirit. Now, he just wakes up. Benjamin wakes up in the morning. He wants to go. He wants to pray. As he just closes his eyes, he just sees mercy appear. He even says, Lord, have mercy on me. He still sees mercy again. He's sleeping. Mercy is pursuing him. He never prayed. You know, some of you, God will wow your mind. What you are not expecting is what you be seeing. Sometimes God can show a lady. It happens. He will give you an idea. That's the man. Sometimes though, before he say, hey, it's me, Pastor, he's talking to. Because some of you now will go and be seeing people. And when they don't marry, you say, I know he made a wrong choice. They did not make a wrong choice. Even if he's mine today, it was me supposed to marry. In God's book, I'm the wife. That woman is not the right woman. Most times, 90% of the time, God will show you for affirmation. He will not say, Vivian. Vivian. Say, yes, my Lord. Vivian, yes, my Lord. Go for sense. God does not do that. But if sense, for instance, let me not even use them because they are not even near relationship. I'll use another people. They are not close to relationship. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So we should not even joke about them. Sense have like 5 years to go. Vivian has like 4 years to go. So let me look for people who are almost qualified or qualified. Let me say treasure. Treasure cannot stop laughing. He thought I want to mention another person, and I'll mention his name. God now say treasure. And I hope you know this now. God talks alone. I will say, and they hear that thing with Pastor Simon, they talk about God. For, he says, treasure, treasure. Don't be expecting that. So let me just, God now puts an impression. Let me do it the way it happens. Treasure begins to think about this lady. Too much. And sometimes it's more like a spark. He never noticed that lady, but one day, while they are praying in the Holy Ghost, he just raised his head and he sees that lady. He did not think anything. That was not his speck. He already had his speck. But he doesn't know why his mind is on that lady. His heart is on that lady. He's just thinking about the lady. He goes to eat. He remembers the lady. He closes his eye to sleep. The lady appears. What is happening? The speck is forcing her to appear in the vision. He is messaging his speck, but the one the Lord has for him is thinking of that one. He's not looking for a justifiable reason why he should like this lady. He cannot find anyone. But the Lord is still imputing that lady in his heart. That's your wife. Do you know it will be very difficult because he has his speck and God has bring his own way for him. All you need to do is to go into a deep sleep as a man. Go into a what? Deep sleep. Forget about everything before you make a choice. If you have a speck in your head before you made a choice, you make a wrong choice. God Almighty is blessing your will for me. What a funny way to pray. It's wrong. You make a mistake like that. God Almighty, speak to me. Is one your perfect will for me? You must make a mistake. You have already said one. Go into a deep sleep. Forget about everybody. Are you listening to me? Forget about everything. When I say go into a deep sleep, I'm not saying that. Let me bring a balance. I'm not saying just wake up and say, God, I'm going to a deep sleep today. I'm going to seven days retreat. Because some people are saying, hey, I catch it. The way Sonny did, I didn't like it. I don't mean going to a 7 days retreat. This way, he just did like it. As if that's what I'm trying to say. You didn't get it. Hear the meaning of it. That's not what I mean. They understand me now. A deep sleep simply means that you forget about all your choices. Like you were having this speck in your heart, and suddenly you just, okay, I'll just let it slide. You were just serving God and going. You've forgotten about everything. Deep sleep. Did you catch what I just said? You've forgotten about relationship. Forget about relationship. Stop talking with one lady every day. They are asking you, have you eaten? Will you eat? Why not eat? Stop all those things. What did food do to you? Should I bring food? Food is your friend. Is food your friend? Blah, blah, blah. Did you smile today? How many times did you smile? I like your suit today. Just a holy way of saying you look fine. No string attached. You are just like a brother to me. Brother, what did you eat today? They finish service. Everybody is going home. You do like you are going home. You now start checking something on your sander. Immediately, Wane just come. Wane, how are you now? You escort her to their house. When you reach their house, you now start coming back to your whole house. I see some of you in this church. I see you very well. In fact, sometimes I'm disappointed because you change per month. This month you follow this one, you go escort, then the next month you are following another. I wonder where you are going to. Know that I'm watching. Because every evil agenda will not work. That's why some of you come to my office and say, come for here. I've been seeing you every day. You are coming and God say, God stay waiting. You have worked out your salvation. And you are telling me God say what? Say, Pastor sir, I don't know why God is putting this thing in my heart. God is forcing me. I've been telling God, no. God is saying yes. God that likes it when you say you will not marry, God will not force you. Tell God you will not marry, angels will be happy. Another Paul is coming into manifestation. He will be happy. You think if I told God I don't want to marry, he will not be happy? It's because I wanted to marry that God gave me a wife. If I told God I don't want to marry, God will be very happy. Very happy. You know, I thought I was not going to marry you. Ask their pastor, Emma. I told them that time. I said, Pastor, when will you marry? I said, in 8 years' time. They gave up. 8 years' time was like 4 years ago. That means now would have been like 4 years. 8 years' time. I told them, no. Relationship is your own cup of tea. But when the Lord encountered me, because I was in a deep, you understand me now, was this sleep? I forgot everything relationship. I was thinking ministry and impact. Suddenly, I saw this woman in a vision. She was pursuing me, following me. If you like, come and say, sir, she was pursuing me. I will scatter your head. Your vision cannot be my vision. We cannot be sharing the same vision. You must have your own. Say, sir, me too, they pursue me. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when I met her, it was no hard. You know, how we know that you didn't hear God is how it becomes hard sometimes. You ask out, oh, it's getting to a millennium now. They are not looking at your face. Is it not obvious that this is Ishmael, not Isaac? Down, there is your own person for you. Are you listening to me? Don't embarrass yourself. You know, some people will ask plenty of people out when the entire relationship is not even glamoring, because all the ladies that their ladies friends who they've asked them out before, they ask her out, she agreed. So the lady will be like, my boyfriend said that one way, ask Anita out, ask me out, ask Sandra out. It was like he was trying his luck. Ask out refuse. Ask her, refuse. Ask her, agreed. No. A fine, beautiful lady may not be your wife. A handsome, tall, broad-chested, beard-gang, Corolla man may not be your husband. Do you believe this? May not. A short man may be your husband. You need to see how her chest raised up. And she was scared. She said, Jesus Christ, Pastor, please. Job said, what I fear has come upon me. I don't know how to rebuke it as well. Let me just preach it. Because I can't rebuke what should be, if probably. You don't know they are short, intelligent people? Very intelligent, short people. Imagine Kira's husband and her chest. Harubus, Karadish, Baras, Kufahai. And they are saying, yes, I do. He said, I do. So you may kiss the bride and... And the bride is the one. No, you may kiss the groom. So the bride is like this. Well, with God, all things are possible. You know, most ladies, that's their greatest nightmare. Their greatest nightmare. So, what kind of man do you want to marry? Tall. Short ladies. The man should be there. They don't want the man that is around them. He should be there. Tall ladies, tall men. Short ladies, tall men. Tall ladies, tall men. Tall men. Some of them like ladies that are here. I don't know how that thing is. Have you seen tall men that they say, who do you want to marry? They say, let her height be like this. You are wondering, what is happening? Then when they see short people, everybody is like, what is wrong? I told leaders yesterday, I said, if God allow all of us to make our choices, some people will not marry in this world. Let's be sincere. If God allow everybody here to say, choose what you like, create your own wife and husband. In fact, they've not seen their husband on the earth. God will give them their own son and breath of life. They'll mold the man and be putting the... It's six packs, they say, they'll add 7 and 8 and breathe into the nostrils of that man. K-drama nose, Indian head, Korean lips, Nigerian chest. Now, wow. That choir, they talk. Oh. You have to be calming down. Are you listening to me, everybody? Tell everybody, tell your neighbor, calm down. Calm down for Jesus Christ. Sometimes these men you want to marry, at their beginning stage, they have nothing like chest. They just have belly. No chest. Though their beginning may be small, a belly, their later end may greatly increase as chest. Don't fall our camera. Yeah, there are people like that. The man, God said, you are my wife. You look at the stomach. The stomach, the chest, they have everything in common. And God said, that's my husband. It can be built over time. There are some men, God gives you a wife. You are looking for waiting figure 9. You cannot find. It doesn't mean it's not there. All you need to do is to walk out your woman with fear and trembling. And women, be willing to be walked upon. Men, you to be willing to be what? Walked upon. It's not bad for a man to say, woman, this belly, I don't like her. Do sit up. And you help her do the sit up. In the morning, you say, stand up. Stand up. 2, 3, 4, 20. Before you know, in 2 weeks' time, that belly is gone. I hope you know that. I'm not talking about those lazy women that will do it 2 times in a day and say, till next month. No. Then the men too, you are willing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not about praying in tongues. We are men of the spirit. There's no time for the flesh. Go to gym. It's not bad. I gym. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Stop deceiving me. It's not bad. I used to gym. And I'm sure you people saw the evidence that time. Until I stopped. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not bad. You know, for we into the fivefold ministry, it's not our thing. Because we are praying and studying for you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But you who are not into the fivefold ministry, why will you not gym? Gym. You are not the Geo. Gym. Only Geos are excuse. We and their Pastor Chris and their Pastor, we are the ones excuse. Because we are searching the Lord for your sake. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Look at how they are looking at me. Hallelujah. Have you seen Bishop Oedipo with 6 packs before? Eh? What of his bodyguard? Don't they have? Have you seen Pastor Chris with 6 packs before? What of his security men? Don't they have? That's what we're saying. His brother, his son-in-law, doesn't he have? He has. It's a joke. Before Some wicked people will go and call this sin and say another thing. Have you learned something tonight? That your choices can be a function of either wrong knowledge and what? Right knowledge. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's the summary of today's teaching in the second service. Make sure the right information gets to your inside. Very important.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.